This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, the answer here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, including in the Caribbean and around the world via the internet streaming line. The slogan we use now on the radio program, Tomorrow's News Tonight, and that's exactly what we've got going on again tonight. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for what they do, keeping America free and safe. Now, let's not forget about everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Special shout out to John tonight. And follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now, we have Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, a couple of big things going on right now. First of all, I've seen a video today. I believe it was from a cell phone. Don't know who took it, but I was watching the aircraft, the Ukrainian aircraft, and you could see something approach it, hit it, and explode, and then the aircraft immediately pointed itself back down towards the ground. Now, you could also see a comm trail coming up from the ground, which tells me there was a missile involved. Now, that's what I saw. Without hearing or knowing anything about the satellite images that show the heat sensors showing something coming in towards the aircraft and striking it. There's a couple of different satellites that saw this take place, which is why we now know that apparently an SA-15 Russian missile was fired for whatever reason from the ground, striking the Ukrainian airliner, bringing it down, killing all 176 aboard.
That's right, Captain. And we know that Iran purchased this, I believe, from Russia for approximately $700 million back in about 2005.
Yep.
And all the characteristics of what we know now, and we know a lot more than we did yesterday morning at this time of what happened to this plane, all the characteristics, including the footage that you're talking about, seem to indicate that it was a missile strike. Also, the U.S. Military has ways of monitoring these kinds of things.
Yes.
That go beyond what we know about right now, and they seem very confident about it.
Exactly, and so does Canada. Prime Minister Trudeau came on, and Justin Trudeau, and he gave a press conference and said the same thing that I just said. And the Iranians are still sticking with their story that, well, it was an engine problem, and, well, the black boxes, they're damaged, and we can't really get anything off them. Yep, they don't even have the hardware there to open the black box.
Well, that's exactly right. These typically have to be examined under, expert conditions and so forth. And the very fact that they're saying what they're saying about it, they're trying to, of course, I think, hide something here. And one of the larger questions, though, too, here, Captain, is you had civilian airliners and aircraft flying around the airspace.
Yeah.
Out of the Tehran airport there,
yeah.
And the big question is why?
Exactly. It makes absolutely no sense. It was extremely dangerous to be up in the air, even without those circumstances. But 3 hours after a major missile attack had been launched, and you put an airliner up in the air. And by the way, we're also hearing that this SA-15 missile may have, in fact, been set on automatic, and this battery. And because it was set on automatic, it picked up the aircraft flying and figured that that was an enemy target, and it took it down. That could have happened, too.
Exactly right. Under the idea that somehow Tehran thought that the American missiles or planes might be coming, but even so, even if that were to be their take on it, they still shouldn't have had any aircraft flying in or out. And we have 176 dead people because of this. This is unconscionable. This is something that I hope the international community just rages about until something is done and answers are given, because this is unacceptable.
Now, we have breaking news coming out of Israel. The Israeli Air Force has apparently bombed an Iranian arms depot of some sort on the Syrian-Iraq border. What do you know about that?
Pretty much what we know so far, of course, and of course we see Israel taking some kind of steps here, and they're not taking them lightly given the circumstances, given the atmosphere right now. And so we're going to get more information as it comes available.
Yeah, and all I know right now is I'm going to the story and I'm looking at it per se. Let's see here. Where it's easy for me to say. Okay, where's my aircraft here? All right, there it is. It says Israeli fighter bombs, jets bomb Iranian missile depot. That's an arms depot near the Syrian-Iraq border. So that's all we know right now.
Exactly right. And again, Israel is part of this no matter what, because, of course, we know that the Iranians have threatened not only Israel, but, of course, Dubai in the course of this whole affair right now. And so they must be on high alert as well.
All right, folks, and hang in there. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, we're going to talk a little bit about Australia. I've got some of my brother firefighters. I happen to know one of my old groups that I was attached to has gone over to Australia to lend a hand and fight the wildfires over there. Now, they have had a little bit of a break in some cases in the weather. However, that's going to turn right around the next few days, so they're trying to get a big handle on it right now. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, let me ask you a question. How much pain is too much pain? And if you're in pain right now, and maybe have been for a while, is $19.95 too much to spend to see if you can get out of pain? Well, I've got an idea for you. Relief Factor, which is a product that I've been taking for 3 years and 10 months right now, worked for me. I got on the 3-week quick start, just like I'm going to suggest you do. It worked for me about the second week in. The pain that I was in, which is arthritis, that's what I suffer from is arthritis, started to be a little bit less painful and started to come a little bit more under control. Now, after I gave it the full 3 weeks and then went on, got it in my body, it's all natural and it stayed there, then guess what? I felt a lot better. Now, I still have days where I ache, but I don't get to the point to where just trying to move is a monumental accomplishment. And that's what was happening with me before. Now, the only way I was able to resolve it before I got on Relief Factor was Mobic and Flexeril, which are narcotics, and they do have side effects. It made me dizzy sometimes, made me tired when I wasn't supposed to be tired, and I just quit taking it. So, I've been using Relief Factor ever since. All natural. You take it 3 times a day for a week, then you take it 2 times a day until you run out or whatever, and you'll know what's going to work. Now, keep in mind, with the Relief Factor, that all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start, and you'll be glad you did. I've had all kinds of people come up to me and tell me thank you, including last night at the Republican Party meeting that I was at, that I spoke at, over in Hillsborough County at the River Church. Had people walk up to me and tell me we tried the Relief Factor, it works, and thank you very much for telling us. All right, let's drift on over. Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller on the line. You want to take a question?
Sure.
All right. Good morning, Ian. What's on your mind?
I don't have a question. I got a couple of comments, but first I got to tell you, I use Relief Factor and it works.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, but anyway, my comments are, I can explain the shoot, and I'm thinking over there, that Ukrainian airline, it went like this. The Iranians are weak, really. They're huffing and puffing, and they ain't as tough as they've been letting on for the last 40 years. Nobody stood up to them and smacked them down. And because of that, what they did is they were walking them missiles in on them bases, hoping to God that we'd come with an air force like chumps and take their bait. They were throwing that out as bait, and their trigger-happy cowheads on the AA batteries got trigger-happy and shot down an innocent airplane. It's a war crime to have AA batteries in a civilian airport. What is all the liberals and the leftists crying about the war crimes that Iran committed that they're trying to say Trump's a war criminal, okay?
Yeah.
So that explains that right there, and Trump was smart enough not to take the bait, and they stepped on their, you know what, their trigger-happy cowheads. That's right. What happened with the airline, okay? Now, the thing with Pelosi and the Democratic left and the progressives and the globalists and all these other charlatans out here talking like Soleimani was the next best thing with Jesus, I'll tell you what that's about. They're scared. They're yellow bellies, and they're scared for the physical safety because they know Iran is crazy enough, and they don't play by the rules, that their sleeper cells might come and knock them off.
Yeah, they got people right here, right now.
They got people right here, right now that could go crazy and knock them off. I mean, knock off American politicians and American ruling class. That's why our globalist progressive left ruling class has been so anti-American, because they're scared. And they're saying to Iran and through the media, don't come and whack us, Iran. Don't come and whack us, Iran, because we're against Trump, you see. We badmouthed America. We badmouthed Trump. These yellow bellies would sell us out.
Okay.
For their own safety. That's our leadership, and that's explained right there.
I agree. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. All right, now I'm going to add one more there, Kyle. He's pretty good with the AAA calling anti-aircraft, but these missile bait batteries, and we already talked about it, if they were locked in the automatic mode to where they were set up that if an aircraft came along of any type and they weren't identifiable, that this battery would take off and go after them, then that could explain that too. Now, that's still a war crime.
Well, certainly. That's right, because now it's indiscriminate.
Yep.
And without any other evidence that there would have been inbound American aircraft, of course, which there was not, you would think that they would be more thorough than that. But it's certainly, it goes to show that they're not professional. We're dealing with a rogue regime who doesn't have the same kind of value, it seems, on human life, because they didn't take steps necessary in order to protect innocent life.
Right. Now, I'm going to play a little short clip here. Nancy Pelosi talking about why she's sitting on the articles of impeachment, which, again, don't buy the lie. She's protecting Adam Schiff, number one. And number two, their case is so weak, they know they're going to get blown right out of the water. But listen to this.
Now, in terms of impeachment, you will keep asking me the same question. I keep giving you the same answer. As I said right from the start, we need to see the arena in which we are sending our managers. Is that too much to ask? In October, we put forth H.R. 660, which is House resolution, which talked about the terms under which we would proceed further to further proceed with the investigation, so that people knew what the battlefield would look like. We expect to see that here.
Now, the battlefield. We need to see the battlefield, survey the battlefield. All her constitutional responsibility to do now is to hand over the articles of impeachment. That's it. Not anything else, not any more regulation, not any more witnesses, not any more anything. They take what they've got, what they voted on, and they either hand it over to them or they don't. And if they don't, then the Senate moves on with their business, and that's it, end of story. She can't just suddenly pop up with that stuff 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago, because they will change the legislation in the Senate, and it'll be all for naught. They'll have to turn around and do it all over again if that's what they want to do. But they're going to find out, Kyle. They're going to find out the mood of the country is not what they say it is. When you hear about, well, the 538 poll says, Kyle, was the 538 poll right 2 years ago?
Yeah, I don't think so, no.
Was it right 4 years ago?
Nope.
was it right 6 years ago?
Nope.
The last time the 538 poll that they talk about was even close to being accurate was 8 years ago. 8 years ago when Barack Obama got reelected. Okay, period. Now, right now, and then I heard some commentator that talked about the 538 said, well, you know, the Rasmussen poll wasn't right either. The Rasmussen poll has been more accurate and is the most accurate of every one of the polls that's been put out there for the last decade. That's a fact. Decade.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, part of this thing, Captain, is that, you know, they're mentioning the polls like somehow that's going to make it more likely that the Senate will, you know, vote to remove the president, this kind of thing. But you're absolutely right. Her constitutional duty is done. The House has made their case, and they are simply too timid now in order to actually transmit that because they know it's going to get kicked out just as quickly as they transmit it over there, basically. They painted themselves into a corner. They realize that. She understands that. And honestly, I can't imagine what the senators, even Democrat senators, are really saying in the cloakroom because you have a Speaker of the House who's trying to tell their chamber what to do and how to proceed.
Well, here is Mitch McConnell very quickly.
The Speaker began something that she herself predicted would be so divisive to the country. And now she is unilaterally saying it cannot move forward to resolution. It's bad enough that House Democrats gave in to the temptation of subjective impeachment that every previous House for 230 years had managed to resist. However unwise, that is their constitutional prerogative. They get to start it if they choose. But they do not get to declare that it can never be finished.
There you go.
Well, exactly.
And they don't control the football anymore because the Senate does. And Nancy Pelosi keeps trying to do something that can't be done because constitutionally they're done in the House of Representatives. They are done.
Well, sure, but they're fighting an air war of propaganda with the news media basically on this entire thing because they know it was a non-starter from the get-go. And honestly, to bring these kinds of quote-unquote articles of impeachment or charges, as it were, is just asinine. It just makes no sense for the average person watching this. There's nothing happening there. There is no impeachable offense.
There's no there there.
There is no there there.
Yeah.
And it sounds cliche, but it really is the truth.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Australia, and I've got some friends of mine that have actually responded to Australia to help their wildfire firefighters, the guys that work out of Montana and Colorado and all that. I checked with a couple of them today, but I'll let you know a little bit about what I'm hearing. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The president addressing a large red, white, and blue crowd in Toledo, Ohio at a COG Keep America Great rally. Earlier in the day, President Trump, speaking at the White House, standing firm on his decision to kill top Iranian terrorist Soleimani. The president telling reporters, "We caught a total monster.
We did it because they were looking to blow up our embassy. We also did it for other reasons that were very obvious."
Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi on Capitol Hill holding a news conference and holding a war powers resolution vote in the House aimed at limiting the president's ability to strike Iran in the future. It's a non-binding resolution, Republicans calling it weak because it will never become law. It's basically the House sending a note to the president saying, "Hey, we don't approve of you doing any further action against Iran." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, "How in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old?" I said, "Balance of Nature." If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is being brought to you by the Two Guys Gun Shows, where I am going to be with the lovely Susie Q on Saturday in Brooksville. Now, smaller is definitely better when it comes to gun shows like the one I'm going to tell you about. And they also have a large collection of knives there, too. So if you're a knife collector or a knife enthusiast as well as guns, let me tell you about the Two Guys Gun Show coming to the Hernando County Fairgrounds Saturday and Sunday this week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. Now, they have one of the largest antique guns displays from the Revolutionary, the Civil War, World War I, World War II, Korea and Vietnam Wars. They also have plenty of up-to-date guns. And a friend of mine bought a Rossi 357 weapon for a tremendous price down in Sarasota, and I'm sure the Rossi people will be there again. They have some great deals on different firearms there, and rifles and shotguns, modern day weapons, as well as the pistols, all the accessories that come with it. And don't forget about the concealed carry class either. The concealed carry class, because for those of you that want to get a concealed carry permit, they have a class there in the afternoon on Saturday and then again on Sunday. Now, to find out more, you can go to their website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, the website, and sign up to take the concealed carry course or take a look at all the different people that are going to be there, and you'll see pictures from the other gun shows where they've been and all that. So, hope to see you Saturday with the lovely Susie Q. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I've got some friends, firefighters, forest guys from Colorado and Montana and Wyoming that I talked to my buddy up in Montana, and he told me that his team was going over there. Now, his team consists of 16 people. That's not a lot. Doesn't seem like a lot. But when you take into consideration what these firefighters do as a team, they have gone to Australia. I was looking at a Fox News a piece that was sent to me by Sue, the dispatcher, and it says U.S. firefighters applauded as they arrive in Australia to battle the wildfires. Now, I guess I did see pictures of them being applauded coming through the airport, which was kind of neat.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And they absolutely deserve it. What we're witnessing happening in Australia is just a terrible, terrible tragedy.
Yeah. And the other thing that hasn't been talked about enough is I heard the number 1 million or more animals. Take your pick of what Australia has to offer. 1 million or more animals. It's not just about kangaroos. It's about other things. Have been killed as a result of these fires. And by the way, something else that should be pointed out, they have made over 200 arrests for arson.
Yes. This is really, really bad. And so you've had people out there setting these fires, and of course the environmental conditions are very bad. They've had these gusty winds. They've been tracking some of the rain, and in the area of New South Wales, we understand this was sent out just a little while ago by the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. There's 137 fires burning, 66 are not contained, and they have some 3,300 firefighters in the field right now.
Well, what I want everybody to remember is that one of the things that the radical Islamic folks were tossing about here, and I even heard somebody say it in the Middle East in the last week or two, that one of the things they could use as a weapon was fire. And they were encouraging people to go out and set fires. This is one of their weapons, one of their tools. I haven't seen the names of the people that have been arrested, but I would be very curious to see if there were any Muslims in the mix. And if so, then I would tell you that that was exactly what they were doing.
Wow. And again, yeah, we'll get more information, obviously. But, yeah, these are the not only targets of opportunity, but weapons of opportunity. And, for example, setting a fire or these kinds of things could be a new tactic.
Yeah, and it's been used before. And, of course, we've had some people killed. And, of course, once people are killed, it changes the ballpark because they'll be charged with murder for any fires that were set where people died. So people need to consider that. Also, Kyle, I want to get into the situation with this War Powers Resolution. Now, not to confuse the people, but what was voted on in the House of Representatives yesterday was not a law. It was a resolution. You can go ahead and explain.
Well, right. It's a resolution. It's non-binding. It's never going to go, to the president's desk in any way. But it was a way, I think, of the Democrats in Congress trying to, again, shore up their idea that somehow President Trump is responsible for Iranian aggression, basically, and trying to curtail his Article II constitutional authorities as the president of the United States, and more importantly, of course, as commander-in-chief.
Yeah. And all I can say about this is Matt Gaetz, who has been 100% in lockstep with the president up until now, voted for this. He was one of three Republicans that did. He had an excuse for it. You heard what it was, right?
Right. It was the idea that he thought that, A, this wasn't criticizing the president in particular, but, B, that he didn't want to see some kind of another forever war. In other words, he wanted to try to curtail any president's ability to get us into a quote-unquote forever war.
Now, let's talk for a second about the royals, Harry and Meghan, who are wanting to, for lack of better words, ditch their royalty and become just plain average citizens living part-time in England and part-time in Canada. And their whole modus operandi is so they can become entrepreneurs and make a lot of money, I guess is the best way to put it, similar to Chelsea Clinton, similar to Hunter Biden. But they want to do it. They think that they have a way of doing it, and in order to do it, they have to no longer be royals.
Well, they launched a new website that sort of went along with their Instagram announcement of stepping back, basically, from the royal duties and being senior, quote-unquote, senior members of the royal family. Now, of course, there's a lot of intrigue now because the Queen did not know anything about this, from what we can tell, and obviously is upset about this. But they launched their own website. They will still retain their royal titles, we understand, but I think there's some kind of prohibition of being able to earn their own money if they're, officially part of the royal process, that kind of thing. So all that's going to be worked out. But a lot of people are looking at this that I've seen as sort of a blindside, regardless of what they want to do in their lives, and that's people make their own decisions. But it is perhaps not being rolled out the way that they thought it might go.
Well, guess who helped them make their decision?
Who's that?
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, really? Wow.
Fox News has an article that just appeared right now. It says, TV Queen's Royal Push.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, she was involved in this.
Well, you know, and I understand there was a lot of issues with the tabloids, and it weighed very heavily on Meghan Markle, who's an American, and became part of the royal family and sort of thrust into that whole thing of the British tabloids and so forth. And Harry, I know, has talked about the idea of how the paparazzi and so forth, went after his mother and so forth. So there's a lot of emotion there, I'm sure. But I don't know how well this is all going to play out. We're just going to have to see how that goes in terms of what, because for one thing, they'll still need protection, rightly so, because they're public figures, members of the royal family, and so the British taxpayer is still going to be paying for that, whether they're in Canada or in the UK.
Now, very quickly, about 30 seconds worth, what do you think is going to happen to Hunter Biden? He's obviously going to be called to testify if this thing goes to trial, and that may be another reason why Nancy is sitting on all of this, because they don't want the Bidens in there.
Well, sure. Well, of course, I think this is something that she really didn't count on, and in the sense that they thought they could sort of ramrod this whole thing through. But at the very heart of the matter, of all the stuff they were talking about with Ukraine and the phone call and all the stuff, well, the Bidens are at the heart of the matter of all that. And it goes to the context, it goes to the background, and they're going to call them if that were to be the case.
Right. Now, tell us how to hear your program.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you in the weekend edition.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, we appreciate him very much. And remember, unlike the Trump kids who were born and brought up in the family business, and they didn't have to go outside the family business or use their father's influence to try to get money, it was there if they wanted to work for it. We're talking about people that just went out and, because of their parents, were put in a position where money was handed to them. Okay? Because of the influence of the Vice President of the United States, let's say, or Secretary of State. I'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
American girls and American guys will always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Everybody.
Start a ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world.
Keith, and I think it's a little time to get some of that kind of music going again, because, you know, people forget about the fact that we are all Americans. I don't care if you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, if you're a Libertarian, if you don't have a party. We're all Americans. We've all got skin in the game here. And we've got some serious things going on. And, boy, it's time to rally around the flag. It's time to rally around this country. It's time to get rid of all this crap. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, they need to come to the table, and they need to understand what the table's there for. And I'll get off my high horse, because I got to tell you all about the weather here. This Truckers Highway and Byway Report right now is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. Check them out. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, a large multi-hazard storm is moving across the plains in the Midwest. Now, today, going towards the East Coast, it'll move very quickly. There's rain out in front of this storm, but snow behind it. And as things cool off, where it might be raining right now, especially up along the lee shore of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie, guess what? It'll be snow before the weekend, or certainly during the weekend. Now, there's going to be widespread severe thunderstorms and damaging winds and tornadoes expected across the south. That's going to be part of what's going on. We're also going to have, in the Ohio Valley, rain and lots of it. As a matter of fact, I'll get to all that in a minute, but I gotta mention that the snow, heavy snow, is still gonna happen between the plains all the way into New England. And out west, winter storm warning. I told you about this last night. Washington State, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, I-90 into Montana, down into Wyoming. Across the southern part of Wyoming, over into the Rapid City area of South Dakota, and Utah, Nevada, snow, California, snow in the mountains. But right now I got to tell you that starting in Kansas, a eastern part of Kansas, you've got snow flurries and general snow falling right now. But out in front of it, where it's a little bit warmer in Missouri, about half of Missouri is raining right now, down into Arkansas and the eastern part of Oklahoma. But the northern part of Oklahoma, north of Oklahoma City and Tulsa north, you've got snow going up into Kansas. And then down into Texas right now, right around the Metroplex of Dallas, up to the north and the east, going up I-30 into Arkansas, you're going to have rain all the way up. You'll have rain into Missouri, rain into Illinois, rain into Indiana. And by the time you get up into Michigan, that rain becomes snow. It's snowing all throughout Michigan right now, snowing through most of Wisconsin right now, except the western part, snowing through the northern part of Illinois, snowing through the half of Iowa, the southern half to the central part of the state, snowing in the southeastern part of Nebraska, and raining right now, but it won't be for long. As the temperature drops and the front catches up to it, the rain will turn to snow, the lee shore of Lake Ontario from the Pennsylvania state line, Ripley, New York, to Buffalo. Buffalo to Rochester, then from Oswego all the way up to Watertown, all the way into the northern part of the Adirondack Mountains, Plattsburgh, Messina, Ogdensburg, St. Lawrence River, Seaway. Right now, raining in Vermont, but it won't be for long. And once the cold weather gets there and the temperatures drop, that'll all be snow. And then down in the southern part of the United States right now, in Alabama, in Mississippi, in Louisiana, in the eastern part of Texas, you've got rain, you've got some flooding forecast down there along I-10 in New Orleans, Louisiana, over towards, and my listeners there, you already know about it. You've got some low-lying areas over there, and those normal areas are going to be flooded by the looks of what I'm seeing here. Going across to Mississippi, going across to Mobile, Alabama, there'll be a lot of low-level flooding. And there's going to be a lot of rain, there's going to be a lot of wind, and that will all move to the east. As a matter of fact, some of that's going to come across the northern part of Florida, and definitely will move into Georgia. Now, let's go across Texas, Amarillo South, down to Midland, Texas. You've got windy conditions there right now. Some gusts of wind there to 30, 35 miles an hour. In New Mexico, across just about the whole state of New Mexico, you've got high winds there right now. As we move across into California, up in northern California, Sacramento East, going up over the top of the Rock, you've got wind there. You've got wind in the Reno area all the way down the western part of Nevada tonight. You've got some snow that's starting north of Redding going up to the Oregon line. You've got a winter storm warning in Oregon through the mountains to the east side of I-5, starting with the Medford, Oregon area, the mountains there, all the way up to Washington State. And then all the way up Washington State, east of I-5, again, in the mountainous areas there, to Seattle, where you've got a winter storm warning in the western part of Seattle, Bremerton, that area in the west up towards Vancouver, and Snoqualmie Pass up to coming across all the way to Coeur d'Alene. Winter storm warning there. That winter storm warning in Idaho goes down for about 75 miles straight south out of Coeur d'Alene. Then you've got a general snow so far in the western part of Montana. And you've got more snow in the central part and southeastern part of Montana going across to Rapid City, South Dakota, I-90. You're going to have some interesting driving there, especially going over towards Rapid City. And then so far it's not snowing, but it's just cold, downright cold up on I-94 going across North Dakota and the western part of Minnesota, northwestern part of Minnesota. Very cold temperatures there tonight, too. So, keep your eyes on the road. Pay attention to where you're going and what you're getting into, because those of you running into the Northwest, you're going to be running into some weather. And those of you running across the, well, let's see, I-40, I-64, I-70, I-80, I-90, starting in Nebraska and Iowa and Wisconsin and Oklahoma and going up I-44. Like I say, where it's raining right now, it won't be for long. It'll be snowing once the temperature drops down there. So pay attention to that. And don't forget, your daddy's truck stop that you remember is no more. It's now modernized. Pilots and Flying J's. Pilots and Flying J's, you betcha. Check them out. By the way, tell them the captain sent you. And this time of night on the third watch, wherever it's dark in the middle of the night, you'll get yourself a nice free cup of coffee. How about that? Just tell them the captain sent you. That's all you got to do. All righty, we're coming back. Hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, I'm going to put Kathy Curtis, my great line expert, liner, and she's going to tell you how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.